Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Coffee Break German, Season 3, Episode 14. Hallo und herzlich willkommen zu Coffee Break German. Ich bin Marc.
Und ich bin Andrea.
Wie geht's dir heute, Andrea?
Mir geht es sehr gut, danke. Und dir, Marc?
Heute geht es mir gut, ja. Ich bin ein bisschen müde.
Okay. Hast du nicht gut geschlafen?
Nein, gestern Abend schlief ich nicht so gut.
Das tut mir leid.
But I'm still here with lots of energy for our new episode of Coffee Break German. Today, what are we talking about, Andrea?
Today, we're looking at a range of connectors.
Mm-hmm.
And they help us to describe time in relation to something else happening.
Right, that sounds pretty complicated, but I'm sure as we get into it, everything will make sense.
It will, yeah. It's not science fiction.
Okay, bist du bereit?
Ich bin bereit.
Also los geht's. Okay, Andrea, can you explain then what these connectors are?
Let's look at connectors in general. What do? They connect words or word groups or clauses. And today we're looking at connectors that help us put clauses into relation to each other.
Okay, I think this is quite theoretical, so I think as ever, some examples will help.
Yes, the practical examples will be much less complicated than my attempts to explain what we're doing. Okay. Let's look at the first connector, which is so lange. And we could translate it as long as.
Right, I think we've come across this before. Certainly in conversations and examples. Can you give us some further examples of this, please?
Yes. Solange du übst, wirst du immer besser Klavier spielen.
Right. Solange du übst, so as long as you practice, then what was the second part of the sentence?
Wirst du immer besser Klavier spielen.
Wirst du immer besser Klavier spielen. As long as you practice, you'll get always better, you'll get better and better at the piano.
Ja, genau, richtig.
Right. As long as you practice. So provided that you practice, you'll get better.
Yes, meaning that if you stop practicing, there won't be any progress.
Right, okay.
Mm-hmm. Gut, und dann zweites Beispiel, so example number two. Ich kann Paul nicht helfen, solange er nicht sagt, was los ist.
Right, so ich kann Paul nicht helfen. I can't help Paul, solange er nicht sagt, was los ist. As long as he doesn't say what's up, or unless he says what's up.
Ja, genau. So for us, we would say, as long as he doesn't say, yeah? But in English, that's, I think, a bit odd.
A bit odd, yeah. I think it would be better unless he doesn't. So long as he does say would be unless he doesn't, or as long as he doesn't say would be unless he does say.
Ja, genau, richtig. Aha.
Okay.
Sehr gut. So what we have to be careful with is that so lange is not the same as so lange.
So that's so lange, one word, not so lange, two words, which has a different meaning. What about another connector?
Our next connector is als. Yeah, and we've seen als before to describe something that happened in the past. Okay, so let's just quickly review this here.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Als ich 5 Jahre alt war, aß ich gern Fischstäbchen.
Okay, als ich 5 Jahre alt war, so when I was 5 years old, aß ich gern Fischstäbchen, Fishfingers?
Ja, genau, richtig, ja.
Okay.
Genau. Mhm. And our second example, weißt du noch, als du in den Bach gefallen bist?
So, weißt du noch, do you still know or do you remember, als du in den Bach gefallen bist, when you fell into the stream?
Ja, genau, das ist richtig.
Good. Okay. We've also seen als in a different context, I think.
Yes, that's correct. We use als when we compare two things. For example, Zürich ist kleiner als Berlin.
Yes, so Zürich is smaller than Berlin. And that als is the van there.
Genau. Shall we move on to our next connector?
Warum nicht?
And here we have während.
Während. Is that like during?
Yes, during or while.
Mm-hmm.
Let's look at während as while. So we have here a description of two things happening at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll give you the first example. Während Maria Schokolade isst, trainiert Wolfgang auf dem Laufteppich.
Okay, so während Maria Schokolade isst, so while Maria eats chocolate, trainiert Wolfgang auf dem Laufteppich. Wolfgang is training on the Laufteppich. What's the Laufteppich?
It's the running rug.
Oh, it's the treadmill.
Yes, exactly.
Right. Oh, so Wolfgang is training on the treadmill and Maria is eating chocolate. And that's a während, making the two things linked at the same time.
Genau, das ist richtig. I have another example.
Okay.
Ja. Karl badet, während es draußen regnet.
Right, so Karl is having a bath, während es draußen regnet, while it's raining outside.
Genau, das ist richtig. And you mentioned earlier also during.
Mm-hmm.
Ja, and we can use während as during, but then we need to use it with the genitive.
Ah, our friend the genitive.
Genau. So are you ready for the first example?
Yeah, go for it.
Während der Landung soll man angeschnallt sitzen bleiben.
Ah, right. Okay, so this is something you might hear in an aeroplane. Während der Landung, during the landing, soll man angeschnallt sitzen bleiben. One should remain seated, angeschnallt, wearing a seatbelt.
Ja, genau, das ist richtig. Ja? Okay. Und unser zweites Beispiel. Ich habe während des Französischunterrichts nicht aufgepasst.
Ich habe während der... Right, so I've not paid attention during the French lesson?
Ja, genau, das ist richtig. Ja, während des Französischunterrichts.
Yeah, so there we've got a very clear genitive there with the des Französischunterrichts. Okay, good.
Genau, sehr schön. Our next connector ist sobald, and we can maybe translate it as soon as.
Okay, let's have some examples.
Ich steige ins Auto, sobald du mir das Zeichen gibst.
Ich steige ins Auto, sobald du mir das Zeichen gibst. I'll get in the car as soon as you... Das Zeichen, is that not like a sign?
Yes, it's a sign. So imagine you know, maybe we're up to no good and then we need to escape. Yeah.
So we're equipping our coffee break listeners with very useful vocabulary the next time they do something illegal, yeah? And we're not advising that at all, just to be clear.
No.
So I'll get in the car as soon as you give me the sign. Ich steige ins Auto, sobald du mir das Zeichen gibst. Sehr gut.
Yeah, genau, sehr gut. And our second example, sobald Martha fertig ist mit der Arbeit, will sie ins Kino gehen.
Right, okay, so this is maybe more everyday. So as soon as Martha is done with her work, will sie ins Kino gehen. And that's interesting because as soon as I saw will there, I'm thinking, right, so she will go to the cinema. But no, it's not. That would be wird sie ins Kino gehen.
Yeah.
But here it's just will sie ins Kino gehen. So she wants to go to the cinema.
Genau, das ist richtig. Ja, sobald Martha fertig ist mit der Arbeit, will sie ins Kino gehen.
Okay. Any more connectors?
Yeah, let's move on to our next connector, okay, which is nachdem.
So that's like after which or something like that.
Ja, genau, richtig. And I'll give you an example. Nachdem Max seinen Teller Suppe aufgegessen hat, bekam er ein Eis zum Nachtisch.
Right, so nachdem Max seinen Teller Suppe aufgegessen hat, so as soon as, no, sorry, it's not as soon as, it's after eating his plate of soup.
Mm-hmm.
Then, or after Max ate his plate of soup, bekam er ein Eis zum Nachtisch. He got an ice cream for dessert.
Yeah, he didn't turn into one. So this
he
is
didn't
a,
become, yeah, a false friend.
Yeah, so it's a, this is a false friend. So bekam von bekommen means to receive, to get. Yeah, sehr gut. And our second example, Tina geht erst ins Bett, nachdem sie sich die Zähne geputzt hat.
Right, so Tina geht erst ins Bett. Right, okay, I was getting confused there because I saw erst and thinking that's first. So first she goes to bed, then she brushes her teeth, but no, it's not. It's Tina geht erst ins Bett. She only goes to bed, nachdem sie sich die Zähne geputzt hat, after she brushes her teeth.
Genau, das ist richtig. Ja, sehr gut, super.
Okay, so we've had a number of connectors here. We've had nachdem, after. We've had sobald, as soon as. We've had während, which would be while. We've had als, which was that when in the past. And of course, we had solange, which was the as long as or unless not kind of idea. Are we done with these connectors, Andrea, or do you want to add any more?
Not yet. There is one more that we will have heard many times, okay? But let's quickly look at this, and it's seit.
Oh, like since.
Yeah, ja, genau, since. I think that's a good translation.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll give you a little example.
Okay.
Yeah. Seit ich lesen kann, bin ich ein Mitglied der Bibliothek.
Right, so seit ich lesen kann, so it's like ever since I've been able to read, bin ich ein Mitglied von der Bibliothek.
Einfach ein Mitglied der Bibliothek.
So I've been a member of the library.
Genau, das ist richtig. Right.
So we've been used to seeing seit with a period of time, like I've been learning German for 4 months. Ich lerne Deutsch seit 4 Monaten, yeah?
Ja, genau, but then they are prepositions and not connectors.
So in this case, it's followed by a verb. Seit, well, what was your example?
Seit ich lesen kann.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, good.
Genau. Das ist richtig. Sehr gut. We also have seit as a preposition when I say, ich wohne seit 2009 in Schottland.
Right, okay, so I've been living in Scotland since 2009.
Genau, das ist richtig, ja. But here it's a connector. Seit ich lesen kann, bin ich ein Mitglied der Bibliothek.
Ausgezeichnet. Okay, let us pause here because I think it's time to have a listen to a conversation and we'll do so after the break.
In addition to the podcast version of Coffee Break German Season 3, we're also putting together a full course on the Coffee Break Academy, where you'll be able to access bonus materials to help you make even better progress with your German.
That's right. Not only will you be able to enjoy an ad-free audio version of each lesson, we'll also provide a bonus episode where Andrea will be testing us with some translation challenges based on the topic of each lesson. And of course, there are comprehensive notes and a video version of each lesson too. Visit coffeebreakgerman.com and follow the links for Season 3 there.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Okay, so today we've been focusing on connectors and looking at different examples of these types of words, and we're going to be hearing more examples of them, or more examples of their use, in a conversation. Andrea, give us a little bit of context for this conversation so that we know what we're listening to.
Yes, we have a little dialogue between Marianne and Ben. They meet by chance in the town centre, and Ben is just waiting for his children while Marianne is going shopping.
Okay, sounds good. Afterwards, we'll talk a little more about the context here and explain what's happened. But for now, let's listen to the conversation.
Hallo, Marianne.
Hallo, wie geht's dir?
Gut, danke. Ich trinke hier nur einen Kaffee, während ich auf meine Kinder warte.
Darf ich mich dazu setzen? Ich wollte eigentlich einkaufen gehen. Aber nachdem ich die vielen Leute gesehen habe, warte ich vielleicht lieber eine halbe Stunde.
Ja, verstehe. Ich mag auch nicht um die Zeit einkaufen. Wir gehen dann, sobald die Kinder rauskommen, schnell in den Tante-Emma-Laden bei uns um die Ecke.
Bei uns in der Gegend gibt es leider gar keine Einkaufsmöglichkeiten. Als wir dorthin gezogen sind, gab es noch einen Gemüsehändler. Aber seit der zu ist, müssen wir immer in die Stadt fahren.
Blöd. Aber als wir uns das letzte Mal gesehen haben, wolltet ihr doch eh umziehen. Was ist daraus geworden?
Wir suchen seit Monaten nach einer neuen Wohnung. Aber solange die Kinder noch zur Grundschule gehen, wollen wir in der gleichen Gegend bleiben.
Verstehe. Wir sind auch erst umgezogen, als ohnehin schon ein Schulwechsel anstand.
Genau. Sobald die Kinder dann sowieso ins Gymnasium kommen, haben wir andere Möglichkeiten.
Super. Nachdem ihr schon so lange gesucht habt, findet ihr hoffentlich bald eure Traumwohnung.
Das wäre schön. Solange wir warten, müssen wir in der Stadt einkaufen. Aber das ist nicht so schlimm. Dafür ist es bei uns schön ruhig.
Das ist schon viel wert. Ich muss sagen, seit wir wieder in der Innenstadt wohnen, fehlt mir die Ruhe schon etwas. Und sobald wir mal ein paar Tage frei haben, gehen wir aufs Land campen oder so.
Alles klar. Solange die Kinder noch gern zelten, ist das sicher eine gute Idee. Als wir mal versucht haben zu zelten, hat unsere Jüngste den Aufstand geprobt. Jetzt machen wir nur noch Urlaub bei Oma und Opa.
Das macht sicher auch viel Spaß. So, da sind ja endlich meine Kinder. So lange habe ich schon lange nicht mehr auf sie gewartet. War schön, mit dir zu plaudern. Ich hoffe, du kannst dich zu Hause schön entspannen, nachdem du eingekauft hast. Tschüss.
Tschüss, Ben.
Well, I don't think I'm going to be getting any Oscar nominations for that particular performance, Andrea.
I thought it was very good.
I guess when we're learning a language. Very often we're listening to non-native speakers of the language, and it's important that we understand exactly how the language is used, both by native speakers and indeed non-native speakers.
Exactly. Just like I live here in Scotland, and you, someone who is learning English might be speaking to me one day.
Exactly. Okay, let's go through our text now and talk a little bit what happened in the text.
Yes, so we have Marianne and Ben, and they meet at a coffee shop.
Okay, so Ben's having a coffee and he's waiting for his children.
Mm-hmm. And Marianne asks if she can sit down with him.
Okay. She had originally wanted to go shopping, but then she kind of felt that there was too many people around, so she decided to wait for half an hour or so.
Yes, that's correct. Ben says he doesn't enjoy shopping at all, and that as soon as the kids come out, he quickly goes to the corner shop in the area where he lives.
Mm-hmm. And Marianne, she mentions that where they live, they don't really have shopping possibilities. There used to be a vegetable vendor, but since it closed, I think they always have to go to the city to shop. Is that correct?
That's correct, yes. And Ben, though, remembered that the last time they saw each other, Marianne wanted to look for a new house, and he now wondered what happened to this endeavour.
Mm-hmm. Well, she explains that they'd been looking for months for a new flat, but that as long as the kids are still at primary school, they wanted to remain in the same area.
That's correct. And Ben also says that they only moved when their kids were going to a new school anyway, so he understands Marianne's thinking there.
Mm-hmm. I think as in terms of Marianne, she says that as soon as the children go to high school, then they can look for a new flat. And there are various possibilities.
Exactly, and they might just find their dream flat.
That's right, but while they're waiting for this dream flat, they'll still have to go into the city to do their shopping.
Yes, but on the plus side, Marianne says that where they live, it's really nice and quiet. And I think that's unlike where Ben lives, because they had moved to the inner city and he really misses the peace and the quiet.
Yeah, and I think as soon as they have a few days off, they head to the countryside for that peace and quiet. They can go camping or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Marianne remembers when they tried camping and their youngest daughter really disliked it, so that now they go on holidays to visit grandparents.
Yeah, Ben is, he's laughing and he thinks that surely this is nice too. It's nice to see your grandparents too.
And then he sees his children and mentions that he didn't really wait that long and that it was nice to chat to Marianne and hopes she can relax at home after doing her shopping.
Indeed. So there we have it. That's what happened in our conversation. Of course, you can listen back to the conversation experience it again. But we're going to go through it in more detail in our bonus episode, which we'll just be recording in a moment. For now, that's almost it for this episode. However, there is noch eine Kleinigkeit.
Genau. So today we have a saying, and it's sich die Beine in den Bauch stehen.
Sich die Beine in den Bauch stehen. So something about legs and stomachs and standing.
Yes, it's when you have to stand for a very long time. Maybe you're waiting for something, you're in a queue, and then you say, ich habe mir die Beine in den Bauch gestanden.
Ich habe mir den
die Beine
in den Bauch
gestanden.
Genau. Wow. Okay, ich habe mir die Beine in den Bauch gestanden.
Genau, sehr gut, super.
So I've been standing around waiting for ages, that kind
ja,
of thing.
Ja, genau.
Sehr gut. Okay, well, that is where we're going to leave this episode of Coffee Break German. We hope you've enjoyed it. Of course, there's lots more to this course. You can find it all at coffeebreakgerman.com, and there you'll find everything you need to know. For now, vielen Dank und bis zum nächsten Mal.
Bis bald.
You have been listening to a Coffee Break Languages production for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2022, Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2022, Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.
Ever
catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.